Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which is here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, it's Thursday, and it's time to hear from the Daughters of St. Paul. And we've been hearing over the past 4 weeks, Sister Helena Burns talk to us about the theology of the body. And in fact, it's becoming more popular, her talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the first one so you can hear the introduction again. And then we will obviously continue our series next week. So without any further ado, here is Sister Helena Burns talking about the theology of the body.
Hey folks, this is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain. And we've been doing different series here with you, but a lot of people have been asking about John Paul II's Theology of the Body. And so we decided we're going to do a series for you on Theology of the Body and answer a lot of your questions about it. So we're going to start just by laying some groundwork as to what is this masterwork of St. John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, called Theology of the Body. What the heck does that mean? And it's really kind of taking the world by storm, and it's just been gaining momentum ever since he released it in the early 80s. So one way to look at it is a new approach to really all of theology, a new approach to philosophy. It's very much a worldview, so it's very big and very comprehensive. Now, unfortunately, some people, especially in the Catholic Church who've heard of it, think it is simply a marriage prep course, or it's something for newlyweds or married couples, or it has something to do with natural family planning or teen chastity talks. No. Yeah, it's all of those things, but it is far, far bigger. It is for anyone. If you are a human body, it's for you. What does it mean to be a body? What does it mean to be a freak of the universe like human beings are? We unite spirit and matter like no other creature. So John Paul II is unpacking all of that. And actually, it's a return to an approach to philosophy and theology that we should be doing, but we somehow lost sight of. What do I mean by that? Well, philosophy is supposed to ask questions about the natural world, about reality, about things as they are. And we've been tripping out in the world of philosophy for the past 500 years in particular, but not also before, just spiritualizing everything and acting as though the body and matter don't matter. Theology also should be very grounded, not pie in the sky, fantastical imaginings and whatever. It should be very grounded in what is real and what we can see and touch and verify. Starting with creation, God's first book of revelation is creation. So John Paul II has brought us back to our original starting points for these two things of theology and philosophy. So some people see it as a new configuration of the Christian faith, a new way to approach the entirety of the Christian faith. And theology of the body is a Bible study. Some people don't realize that, but that big fat book, and the name of it is Man and Woman, He Created Them, A Theology of the Body. So the subtitle is A Theology of the Body. But he actually coined that phrase. Other people have made little stabs at small theologies of the body since, but this was really his life's work. And we're going to unpack that in many introductory parts of this series. So before we delve into the text itself and the body of it and the heart of it, we're going to talk about why we need theology of the body today. And, you know, why did it come out of a certain historical context? Why was John Paul II the man to really put this all together? Because it's, like I said, comprehensive. And it touches on so many things, and it answers so many movements in history. It's a dialogue with many other philosophies and worldviews and ways of thinking, in particular about the body and the human person in general. So John Paul II said we needed an adequate anthropology because we've been working off some very inadequate anthropologies. And he was trying to put forth one that is firmly grounded in the body, certainly not denying the spiritual. I'm sure John Paul II was not wanting us to deny the soul or start ignoring the soul, but he feels that we have been denying and ignoring the body and separating body and soul in our thinking and in our living. And as we know, separation of soul and body means death, right? So if we want to be fully alive, fully ourselves, we need to keep body and soul together in a beautiful unity, the unity that we are. Our bodies and souls are not opposed. They go together. And they're every bit as much me. So my body is me, my soul is me. My soul is not my true self. My body and my soul is my true self because I'm a human person, which means to be body and soul. So where did this book come from? Well, the immediate easy answer here is it came out in, he had actually finished writing it. He began it on December 8, 1974, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. There's no small coincidence that that's when he started writing it. And he completed it by the time he was elected to the papacy. So it only took him 4 years. He finished it in 1978. And he was elected pope, lo and behold. And he came to the Vatican manuscript in hand. And a Polish manuscript in hand. And he said, I'm going to publish this book. And the Roman Curia, all those cardinals and bishops over there, told him, no, you're not. They said, popes don't write books. They just write documents and pronouncements and apostolic exhortations and encyclicals. And actually, no pope had really done that. Some had written books before they were pope. So very humbly and obediently, John Paul II said, okay, I will give them as addresses. I will speak them. They'll become little speeches. So he gave the content of his Theology of the Body from 1980. From 79 to 84. And the general audience talks that the popes do, they go and they out on the balcony in St. Peter's Square at noontime, they recite the Angelus with the people gathered there, and then they give an address. And many popes have done a series, and John Paul II did other series too in his long pontificate. So what that did to the teaching of theology of the body was changed its status. So it was kind of a good thing that he didn't just print it as a book, but he was delivering it as pope. So it became a universal catechetical teaching, meaning explanation of the faith, from a pope, from a universal pontiff for the universal church. So that's it holds a lot of weight. It is a definitive authoritative teaching. Now, it has a few other names. One is Catechesis on Human Love. It has another name too, Human Love and the Divine Plan. And people were blown away by the depth and the richness of this unpacking of the scriptures. So the theology of the body actually goes from Genesis to Revelation. It touches on almost every book of the Bible. How is the human body? How is the human person being presented to us by God? What does God think about the human body? What does God think about the human person? Who are we? God gives us our identity. Our Creator gives us our identity. And our identity is both physical and spiritual. But not only did he draw on scripture and theology, like I said, he drew on philosophy. He drew on 2,000 years of the church's wisdom and even aesthetics, the study of beauty. So he talks a lot about beauty, the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness. So it answers so many questions for us about personhood, the human body, sexuality, marriage. Here are some of the big questions it does answer also. What does it mean to be human, body and soul? What is the place of human beings in the physical world? What is the meaning and destiny of the human body? Now, there's a book you might want to read before you tackle this enormous Theology of the Body book, and that's his book called Love and Responsibility. This came out in English in 1960, so he was still an archbishop. He was teaching philosophy at the University of Lublin in Poland, and it's a lot easier to read this book. It's not terribly religious. It's more about what does it mean to be human from a philosophical standpoint? And therefore, what does love require of us? Not what do we require of love, but if we are human beings, and this is what it means to be human, and this is what it means to love as a human being authentically, then what is love requiring of me? And again, he dialogues with people like Freud and Immanuel Kant, and he was very aware as a philosophy professor of the currents and the ideas that were out there. And so he dialogues with them and he appreciates some of them and he refines them and corrects some mistaken notions that would not be a Judeo-Christian approach to the body. So again, as you can see, we're just scratching the surface here of this tremendous work that we're going to spend as much time as we need to on in coming weeks. So if you would like to get your hands on these books, certainly you can get them anywhere, but we do have a bookstore in Dedham, Pauline Books and Media, that you can call at 781-326-5385. Our Pauline Book and Media Center in Dedham is 781-326-5385. Or you can get these books at paulinestore.com online, paulinestore.com. Man and Woman, He Created Them, A Theology of the Body, the masterwork of John Paul II, and also Love and Responsibility, his prior philosophy of the body. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week. God bless.
Thank you, Sister. And that was, of course, Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul. You can visit the Daughters of St. Paul southbound on Route 1 in Dedham, right across from Legacy Place. You'll see the Pauline Bookstore, and there they have great books and other items for helping in your devotion and growing closer to Christ. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.